Welcome to the Jordan and Kristen Rickard Show. The world is falling apart, but you don't have to. Join Jordan and Kristen as they discuss the challenges that face us in our decaying world every day. God has a plan for you to have victory and to be a light in the darkness. As the Bible says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Now, here's Jordan and Kristen.
Good news, everybody. It's that time of week again. It's time once again for the Jordan and Kristen Rickard Show. I am way too excited for this for some reason. I've had no caffeine, but I am ready to go. I know every Tuesday at 9 o'clock when we go off the air, our listeners are just inconsolable. They miss our friendly, familiar voices. They count down the days and the hours and the minutes until we're on again. They listen to our podcast over and over again just to hear those familiar voices. Well, good news, your week-long wait is over, and we got a great show for you tonight. Our topic is actually going to be the importance of forgiveness. Before we get to that, though, Kristen, can you please pray for everybody in the audience?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm picturing like the fireside chats in the 40s. Everybody's waiting by their radio. And I think that is what you're saying.
That would be like FDR's fireside chat if he had way too much espresso before he did it.
I know. This is at regular speed.
You imagine FDR announcing the attack on Pearl Harbor like that? Well, good evening, everybody. The Japanese have attached today a date that will live in infamy. Go ahead, Kristen.
It's really like sped up. This is not sped up. This is actual speed. Well, thank you, Lord, that you love for us to have fun. You are the joy that is our strength, God. And Lord, I just pray for someone right now who's going through a rough time who just feels like they have no direction or no way to turn. Lord, help them to know that you are with them and you have ordered their steps, Lord. And I pray for all of us to just lean into you, to what you have to say, Lord. You are speaking to us. Help us to hear you in a whisper and just go deeper into your presence and understand more of your character and who you are. Because when we know who we are in you, Lord, then we will not doubt. We will not doubt what you can do in our lives, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, so much for all the plans that you have to prosper us and not to harm us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Excellent job, baby. You are, by the way, a gorgeous woman. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, well, this is why you are my husband, successfully.
Well, I just wanted to preface the conversation with that because you said you wanted today's episode to be about forgiveness. And so I'm just hoping that this isn't because I've done something that requires forgiveness.
No.
I told you how beautiful you are, by the way?
Then that works every time, by the way. Yeah, guys, don't forget that it really does work.
Yeah, that and paying for a vacation.
Yes, always helps. Well, you know, no, it has nothing to do with you, but I was thinking, it's not you, it's me. I was thinking today and this week a lot about forgiveness and just how hard it is. And if I'm being honest with myself, I don't feel like I'm successful sometimes in forgiving. I feel like I say I've forgiven and then it comes up over and over. And I'm like, I never gave it to the Lord. I just buried it. I buried the hurt. Mm. I buried the anger. And now Catalyst comes along and boom, the top comes off.
I think part of the issue is what you said there. I don't feel. Mm. I think too often people think of forgiveness as an emotion as opposed to a decision, right?
That's right.
Because if somebody hurts us, let's say it's even physically, that bruise is still going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people just feel like they can't forgive somebody because they say, well, I don't understand. I said I forgive this person. In my mind, I'm saying I forgive this person, but I still feel that pain. I still feel the anxiety. I still feel the depression, maybe even the anger towards that person. And I guess I just can't do it. And my message to them would be, no, you can do it, but it's not always instantaneous, especially if it's something deep. And I think that's really, you know, I think why you have to go to the Lord with it, but also understand that like so many things, it's a process.
You're right. And I love how you had said about it, you can't look at it as an obligation because then you won't really do it. Because
right.
I feel like that's the hard thing. You know, people always say, remove toxic people from your life or people who are not,
that's
you know.
That's good advice, by the way.
It is. It's definitely good advice, right? But what if it's complicated sometimes. What if it's a person you can't remove? What if it's a family member that you have to see sometimes? That's for a lot of people. That's a reality that there are, and then those people hurt. If you get in a situation where you have to see this person over and over and you're getting hurt over and over again, how do you deal with that as far as you know, what you said about an
opposition. Or even if you don't have to see them, if somebody has, you know, abused you, even if it's – maybe the person's not even alive anymore. Maybe, you know, you grew up in a household where your father was abusive to you. Maybe he died 20 years ago and you don't have to see him anymore. But you're still living with that pain. And I think what you have to understand is forgiveness isn't transactional. It's not – and it's not – a task that God imposes on you because he just likes to give you difficult, unpleasant things to do. It's an opportunity, right? It's not, don't think of it so much as an obligation, but an opportunity to tell that person, you don't get to live in my head anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgive you means I don't hold on to the anxiety, to the depression, to the anger anymore because I don't want you to control my life anymore. It's no different. I think I told you to me, it's no different than if you had a tumor in you and a doctor said, okay, well, good news.
We can
remove this surgically. Forgiveness is that surgical knife. Okay. You wouldn't say, well, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather hold on to the tumor. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
Right.
You would say, okay, yes, I accept this is what has to happen and you go forward with the procedure. And that's really what forgiveness is.
Absolutely. And when you said about if it's been a person that so many people live with things, I know I have, were words that were spoken to me as a child by someone on a playground. I'm like, why am I still allowing that to be a record in my head? You know, or you just live with those things. You need to get those things out and like that cancerous tumor, or if it is somebody you've had miss that opportunity to forgive, like they have
yeah.
passed away. I heard a girl tell me that she had, her father had passed away, and she said, but I was still able to forgive him, and God still gave me that freedom, even though that person passed away. It's God gives you those opportunities, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes we don't take advantage of the opportunity. I was going to say sometimes other people don't, but I'm going to throw myself in there because why the heck not? Because if someone's hurt you and you don't forgive them, it's like you have this built-in excuse for immaturity, for behaving badly, sometimes a built-in excuse for self-righteousness.
Well,
sometimes you see people, you and I both know people who are like full-grown adults who never move forward in life because they have to play like the victim and everything. And they'd rather hold on to that, to feeling like a victim, than they would to just get past whatever it was that was done to them and to actually like, you know, step into their calling.
Well, it's not even – okay, for me, bring it back to the personal experience, the situations that are hard to forgive to me are not even feeling – well, I guess in a way, yeah, feeling like a victim, but it's more like feeling like a doormat. Like the enemy has me so lied to that I feel like if I forgive this person or I just am in this area of feeling shame, which we know is not from God, and I just feel like a doormat, you know? And God has never called me to feel that way because he's the lion.
Well, what happens, I think, a lot of times is when you're hurt, you get angry at somebody. And anger is one of those emotions that makes you feel very powerful.
Mm.
And so you don't, like you're saying, you don't want to feel like a doormat. If I forgive the person, I'd rather hold on to my anger because now I feel like I have power over that person. When it's actually the opposite, it's that person has power over you.
You're right, because, and that's the thing, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So he validates my hurt and he validates all that I'm feeling, but that's the thing of bringing it to him because he's the lion. Yes, he's the lamb. Yes, he's the comforter. But he's not happy when someone hurts his precious one.
Oh, yeah.
You are his precious one. I'm his precious one. Our listeners are his precious one. And he's that lion. He's going to take care
of it. Well, the Bible says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Mm. So don't worry about that. I'll tell you something. When God says vengeance is mine, what he's not saying to you, vengeance is this really fun thing that you don't get to enjoy. I'll enjoy it, right?
Mm.
As though God really takes some enjoyment in you know, inflicting punishment on these little creatures like we are. In fact, what he's saying is, I'm going to take the burden of vengeance off of you.
That's
don't trouble
so
yourself
good.
With that. Don't come out of your joy. You keep being you. I'll bear this cross for you. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and you know what I think to myself when I think of what I have to forgive? I think about people like during the Holocaust who had to forgive.
Yeah, that's,
you know, the
real
story.
Stuff.
Forgive the people. The family members, the people responsible for killing their family members and show Christ in that way, and that person came to the Lord. I think of that all the time. That is always something in my mind of like, okay, if God, the Holy Spirit, can enable someone to forgive through that situation, then I can forgive in what I have to forgive, right?
Yeah. Well, let me give you some medicine here for people who might be at home struggling with forgiveness. And I'll give you a method you can try. If you are having difficulty forgiving somebody, find something that you've done wrong, something that you need forgiveness for, and go ask forgiveness for that.
Well, yeah. But isn't that the hardest thing, too, is to forgive ourselves sometimes?
But there's, yeah, that's true. But well, I'm not just talking about forgiving yourself. I mean, someone you've wronged.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the principles I've noticed in Christianity is a lot of times in order to give something, you have to get it. And so what I would say is go get forgiveness for yourself for something that you've done wrong. Okay. Think of, and this shouldn't be hard because every day we do things that, you know, we can apologize for.
Absolutely.
Go apologize to somebody else for something you've done wrong. Maybe you haven't even thought about it. Maybe they haven't thought about it. Get forgiveness from that person. When you get forgiveness from that person, it's easier for you then to give forgiveness to another person.
That's for sure. And I just want to say to the person who feels, you know, we all have different personality styles. If you feel like you asked for forgiveness and somebody has withheld that forgiveness from you, you are, again, back to the doormat thing. You're not called. Yes, God convicts us, but then God forgives you and you can do what you can do to say you're sorry and reconcile the situation and understand certain situations take time and there's a process in that forgiveness, but you shouldn't have to feel like you are now forever in this state of you can never be forgiven. That it is done. You ask God for forgiveness and you go to the person if at all appropriate, depending on the situation. You know what I mean?
If at all appropriate, depending on the situation. That's a good way to say it.
Well, isn't it, you know, true that there are gray areas and well, there's
God calls for us to apologize, but he doesn't call for us to grovel. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a big difference there.
Yeah.
So when you've done your part, you've asked for forgiveness. At that point, it's on them. And if they're not going to give it to you, that's fine. That's between you and God forgives you, and you just go on with your joy. All right, Kristen, the last minute we have here, do me a favor and pray for all these good people, okay?
Yes. Oh, Lord, you validate us. You never dismiss us. Other people may overlook us. Other people may make us feel certain ways, but that's just it. It's just a feeling, and feelings come and go. But God, you are constant, and your love for us and our identity in you, that's the thing that's for sure. That is what is definitely set in stone. God, help us. Help us, God. You know it's a test for us sometimes, Lord, to forgive. But we have been forgiven. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. And help us to live in victory as we forgive and to see things through your eyes, which I believe is the real key here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Isn't that part of the Beatitudes?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like seeing things through God's eyes helps a lot. Sometimes you'll see a different perspective of the person, for the person too. You know?
Excellent point. All right, guys. Well, listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was useful to you. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Try not to get too upset now. We're going to be right back. You always watch the podcast if you miss us too much. All right. Anyway, we'll see you in a week. Until then, as always, be blessed and be a blessing.
We love you.
Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to follow Jordan and Kristen Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes. And remember to tune in next week and every week on Tuesdays at 8:45 on WMCA The Mission, AM 570 and FM 102.3.